After a good night's rest from all the fucking the four of us did last night, we headed to the barn the next day. As you recall, Dr. Peter Dick and two other doctors at the hospital where I used to work, well, they blackmailed me into letting them gangbang me often and then making me fuck and suck a dog before they had me fuck a horse down on Dr. Dick's farm in the country a few years ago. The trouble is, I loved fucking my pets, so I never stopped. I still fuck them. Frequently. Well, as a result of all the doctors fucking me, I got pregnant. And since I couldn't afford a child, Dr. Dick adopted the baby. And I named her Ellie. Last night, when they came to visit me and my husband down on our own farm, Peter fucked me, and he fucked his adopted daughter, too. And my husband also fucked her. And I thought her, being a petite girl, that her cunt would be too small. But Ellie told me that her dad had started fucking her years ago. Also, he'd been injecting hormones into her to make her tits grow. And that sure worked because her tits were huge, almost as big as mine. And the hormones helped her to love fucking, too. And when she found out about me fucking the animals, she wanted to be just like her mom. That's so sweet. But I digress. Now, on to the barn adventure that I want to tell you about. Seeing as how my little Ellie has fucked and sucked a lot of cocks already at her age, I decided to show her how I did it. A good mommy always teaches her daughter how to suck cock the right way, even though I was a little late to the party. We have six big dogs, and I have trained them well. Trained them to see to my personal needs. If you know what I mean. So the first thing was everybody got all naked. Me, Ellie, my husband, and Dr. Dick. His first name is Peter, but I like calling him Dr. Dick because he can be such a dick at times. So we were all naked, and I was lying on my back. We threw down a blanket over a mound of hay so I would have a nice soft place to lie. And then we called one of the dogs over. Rex, a nice collie. All I have to do is spread my legs wide, and Rex knows exactly what to do. He starts lapping on my cunt. Those big dogs have big tongues, and Rex's tongue is especially nice and long and wet and drooly, and it felt so good. Fuck, I love a dog lapping and drooling on my cunt. I told my husband to get one of the dogs, other dogs over near my head, so he brought Clyde over. Clyde and I are very close. Clyde showed me his little doggy dick when he was just a puppy. I was lying on the bed reading, and Clyde jumped up on the bed and wiggled his way over to me on his haunches with his little puppy dick exposed and drooling. I had no choice but to play with it. I never liked turning down a needy cock, even a puppy one, and Clyde liked it when I played with his. So there I am with Rex licking my gash and Clyde standing over my head. I started to rub his sheath, and out came this big purple doggy cock, which I sucked into my greedy mouth. Clyde loves to feel me sucking his cock, and pretty soon he started to fuck my mouth. Just like he'd fuck a bitch's cunt as deep as he could go, gagging me on it. In no time at all, he was ready to come. I could tell from all the other times we did it. So I sucked his doggy prick really hard, and he started to shoot his doggy spunk into my mouth. I also started to come from Rex's big tongue, licking me down there from my ass to my clit. Oh. Once Clyde had stopped fucking his load into my mouth, I got up and turned around and got down on my hands and knees in my favorite position. Doggy. Ass up, head down. As soon as I started wiggling my ass, Rex stopped licking my snatch and got ready to plow my gash. His cock was all big and swollen and extended, and so I reached behind me and guided his dog meat into my cunt, his paws on top of my back for balance. Then I looked over at my daughter, Ellie, and saw she was getting finger-fucked by my husband, and her big tits were being fondled and sucked by her dad. I said to Ellie, "Watch what I do, because you're next, so pay close attention, dear." She said that excited her, and she said her cunt was dripping wet, and she was ready. I was proud of my daughter. She lay down beside me while Barry, my hubby, led Fido over and put his head near my daughter's cunt, and being well-trained, he started to lick her twat. "Oh, Mommy, I love it. His big dog tongue is slipping into my cunt as well as licking my ass, my taint, and my clit. It's so much bigger than a man's tongue, Mommy. I'm gonna come. The dog is gonna make me come, Mommy."
"Good girl, Ellie. Once you come, my husband will help Fido rail your cunt." Soon I was coming myself from Rex, who was nutting in my sloppy snatch. I get very vocal when I get fucked. I know the dog couldn't understand what I was saying, but I kept saying, "Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Come in my dirty fucking cunt, you beast!"
As his cock slipped from my cunt full of his dog's spunk, Dr. Dick decided it was his turn. He may be a doctor, but he's also a filthy, fucking, dirty pervert. I guess that's why I like him. Peter pushed me onto my back again and held my legs up over his shoulders, and he easily slid his prick into my sloppy, wet fuckhole full of doggy jizz. Peter said, "You fucking slut. This is just like old times. Me fucking you on the ground full of dog spunk. Soon, Ellie will be doing the same thing, and you'll both be filthy cum-dump cunts." As Peter was fucking me, my husband Barry had helped my daughter get into the doggy position, and he was guiding Fido's cock into her cunt.
"Look, Mommy, I'm getting fucked by a dog, just like you. I'm loving it, Mommy."
Then Ellie said to my husband, "Can I suck one of the other dogs, please, Mommy?" Barry led another one of our dogs over. Benny was his name. And Ellie took Benny's cock deep into her mouth when she started to gag. He was one of her bigger dogs, and his prick was so big, every time he thrust into her face, her throat would bulge as he was going into her throat. But like a true little slut, she swallowed every drop of dog cum as he spunked into her throat. The one that was fucking her unloaded right into her tight twat. So when he pulled his dog meat from her flooded cunt, my husband was right there, instantly, replacing the dog's prick with his own. Barry is such a pervert. Just like me. I love it. Like mother, like daughter, we were both getting fucked by two guys who were as dirty as we were. I looked at my daughter, and I was surprised at how much her big tits were swinging as my hubby railed her from behind. Ellie said to me, "Barry fucks me as hard as Daddy does, and that's good. But fucking and blowing the dogs is much dirtier, Mommy, and I like being dirty." I said, "Just wait till you get a horse cock in your cunt." And Ellie just laughed and said, "Don't worry, I have a full-grown snatch from all the fucking I do with Daddy." Ellie and I were laying on the floor in the barn, our cunts full of spunk from the dogs and the guys, and I told my husband to get the horses and to get the special bench out. The bench is like a padded table that I lay on, and it's the perfect height for the horse to fuck me. My fuck hole allows the horse's prick entry, but the way the bench is made, it's so it allows me to move so I can get more or less of that monster horse cock into my cunt. Depends on how fucking horny I feel, you know. Sometimes I like the horse to hurt my greedy cunt, and other times I just like to feel full and have a great, steady fuck. I got out of the bench, and Barry led the first horse in. His name was Blazer.
In order to get the blazer aroused, I have a rag soaked in Mayor's cunt cream, stored in a jar from when she was in heat. I rub it on my cunt, and the horse sniffs it and wants to fuck. Nifty, huh? So there I am, with my legs spread and this massive beast towering over me, and I feel Barry guiding that huge horse cock into my cunt. I moan and say, good boy, Blazer. Oh, fuck me. Fuck my dirty fucking cunt, you fucking animal. Ow. And he does. He's railing my fuck shoot like he's done many times before, and I'm loving it. I look at my daughter and I ask, are you still wanting to get fucked by a horse, Ellie? Look at what Blazer's horse cock is doing to my cunt. I knew my cut was all stretched out, and one time he slipped out, and I heard the guys gasp at how gaping wide my gash was, just before he fed his prick back into my sloppy, gaping snatch. Yes, Ellie said, I really want to get a horse cock into my cunt. I love having my gash stretched. Daddy fists me, and I love it. I love my cunt being stretched and full, and that's why Daddy brought me to your farm, Mommy. I loved hearing that my daughter was growing into a cock-hungry cunt. She was a filthy slut, just like her mother. Blazer was speeding up now, fucking his big, huge horse cock into my fuckhole, and that meant he'd come soon. I'd already come once, and I wanted to come again, so I started to rub my clit. There was barely room for my hand, as Blazer's cock was so thick, and I had Barry and Peter sucking in my huge tits, one for each of them, as I could see them winking their dicks at the sight of me being fucked by a huge horse cock. The feeling of a massive animal's prick unloading a great load of horse spunk into my coming cunt is wonderful. It's fucking wonderful. I was squeezing my cunt tight around Blazer's cock as my cunt was coming so hard. Oh, and I felt so good I almost fainted. I could feel Blazer's cock slip from my snatch and feel his jizz run down over my taint and pull around my ass. There was so much horse cum. The guys helped me to stand up, and Blazer's cum was still running out of my fuckhole and down my leg. But now it was Ellie's turn. She was so excited. She got up on the table all by herself and spread her legs as wide as she could. Her cunt was still soaking wet from the dogs and Barry's cum in her twat. I used a special trick again and rubbed around her gash with the mayor's cunt cream, and Hubby had the next horse ready. We called him Seabiscuit, and he was a little on the short side as far as horses go, but he still had a massive horse cock, and as big as his huge horse dick got closer and closer to my daughter's cunt, I cringed. It would never fit. His cock was too big, so I stuck two fingers into her to help stretch her out, and then three fingers, and I held her lips open and guided Seabiscuit's cock into her fuck box. I didn't know Ellie was religious, but when his horse cock split her cunt open, she cried out, oh, Jesus! Oh, my fucking God! Oh, heavens! I'm about ready to come, Mommy! I love seeing my tiny daughter getting fucked by my horse. So much big, dark horse meat pumping in and out of her sloppy cunt had me and the doctor horny. He walked over to me with his big, huge cock sticking straight out and leaking pre-cum. It looked so delicious, so I decided to blow him. He wanted to fuck me, but I didn't want him coming in my cunt. I needed that for something else later. So I simply allowed him to fuck my face as I sucked him off. And he was really pounding his dick deep down my throat, too, as he watched his adopted daughter being fucked by that big, huge horse cock. Then he grabbed my head and pulled my face tight into his groin. And held me tight against his belly as he blasted a huge fucking load down my throat. I could feel his dick making a huge bulge in my throat as he unloaded in me. And I swallowed his load. My husband, Barry, couldn't wait for me to finish blowing Peter. He was over in the corner, and the filthy pervert that he is, he was fucking one of our goats. I laughed and asked Barry if it was a Billy or a nanny, and he said, "Who fucking cares? I'm balls deep in an ass, and all asses feel the same. And when you got a hard cock, it don't matter none what hole it goes in." Just then, Ellie started to moan, and she was fucking her hips up to meet the thrusting prick of the horse fucking her cunt. "I'm coming again, Mommy. I can't stop coming. It's so fucking good. Oh, Daddy," Ellie said. "Thank you, and thank you, Mommy. You have both bred a total filthy slut. Oh, and Daddy, I want a horse for my birthday, and make sure it's a nice, young, fit stallion." We all laughed as Ellie came one more time as Seabiscuit's cock started spewing its spunk into our daughter's cunt. Ellie just lay there when the horse cock slipped out and we could see her gaping gash. Fuck, she was stretched wide and full of horse cum seeping out. It was truly a wonder to behold. My attentive hubby, fresh from fucking a goat, offered to get a towel to wipe our cunts, but me and Ellie decided we knew a better way. Ellie said she had tasted lots of man spunk, some dog jizz, but no horse cum, and the only place to get some horse cum at the moment was from my cunt. So I climbed over my daughter in the classic 69 position and lowered my sloppy cunt full of horse cum onto her face. That's why I kept Peter from fucking me earlier. I wanted Ellie to suck the horse cum out of my fucking gash. Oh. It was wonderful. We were mother and daughter bonding in a 69er. What a great reunion. There was going to be much more kinky sex this weekend, and I know there will be lots of fun in the future. But for now, it's back to the task at hand, our 69er. Lots of cum to be licked and sucked out of our cunts.